Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to The Kim Pagano Show and, of course, The Brighter Side of Life. And again, I do want to remind you of all the ways that you can connect with us. One is streaming it right here on KVTA.com, or you can download our podcast, and right after it airs here on the radio, you can listen again and share it with you and your friends. And take us with you everywhere. And, of course, that is The Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you to follow us throughout our social, because I'm always starting our day in a positive way with some great tips. And of course, we've got a great show for you today. One of the things I want to do is I am actually looking forward to moderating an upcoming community conversation titled Heartstrung, Understanding and Preventing Heart Failure. And I would love for you to join this free conversation over Zoom on next Tuesday, October 24th, between 12 and 1. And this is offered by the American Heart Association Dignity St. John's Regional Medical Center / St. John's Hospital Camarillo. And it will actually feature failure experts and patients, and what we're looking for is really just to have people learn, and you are welcome to sign up. So we got a lot of responses last week when we were sharing this, and all you have to do is text us heart and text that to 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you are interested in learning more about this, and again, I will send you a QR code to sign up. There is no charge. So with that, we always start our show here with something uplifting. And today's is act as if what you do makes a difference. So many of us have that little negative talk inside of us, but you are special. And I am so glad that you are tuning in here because you really do make a difference. So act as if you do. And I always say, act as if whatever you're doing in life is where you're supposed to be. So with that, I am excited to introduce our first guest, Eric Burns. He is the author of When the Dead Talk and the Smartest Minds in the World Listen. I'm interested to talk with him. And of course, Eric is well known for his impeccable and researched historical books. Now 15 of them. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to just get a couple out there. He is a 2-time Emmy winner due to previous career as a network TV commentator. And When the Dead Talk and the Smartest Minds in the World Listen is his latest book. And it's a really interesting title. And so I'm excited to hear, who are you referring to when you say the smartest minds in the world? Let's introduce and welcome Eric Burns.
I had no idea that I would be talking to Ventura County's mom.
So there you go, right?
I am even more pleased than I was before I knew that.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something about the title of the book, Kim, because it's a description of what interested me in this topic. I am not someone who spent any time in his life, really, thinking about this notion of, well, can the dead communicate? It just wasn't anything that registered with me. But consider the two halves of the title, When the Dead Talked. Well, what that suggests, I think, to a majority of Americans is this is not something that's possible, the dead communicating. It's a scam. It's a fraud. It's a way to bilk people for money. And the people who do it are, shall we say, not to be trusted. Second half of the title, and this is the question you asked, the smartest minds in the world listen. Well, the question that the title is meant to raise is, why would geniuses want to pay attention to frauds? And it startled me to learn what kind of rigorous scientific study went into examining this notion of the deceased somehow being able to communicate. More specifically to your question, the smartest minds in the world, there were two groups formed in the latter half of the 19th century. One was called the Society for Psychical Research, which was formed in London. And some of the smartest minds in Europe were either members of the society or supporters of the society. Queen Victoria paid close attention to the findings of the smartest minds in the world investigating mediums. So did Marie Curie, so did H.G. Wells, so did Lewis Carroll. So did two future prime ministers of Great Britain, William Gladstone and Arthur Balfour. So the smartest minds in the world, in London at least, in that part of the world, were authors, philosophers, academics. This group was founded in 1882. In 1885, there became an American Society for Psychical Research. William James, who was at the time the reigning American intellectual, the first person to teach psychology at the college level, the father of empiricism, the least likely of candidates to believe in communication with those who were no longer able to communicate normally. William James, Thomas Alva Edison, and part of the problem with telling you, Kim, who the smartest minds in the world are is that the smartest minds in the world are not necessarily the best-known minds in the world. They were, as I said, academics, philosophers. In the United States, they were college presidents, the president of Cornell, some of the leading scientists, some of the leading authors. In London, some of them were dons at Oxford and Cambridge. Final point before
right.
you fear
and
that...
I want to interrupt you for a second and ask you a question, Eric. So first of all, I kind of want like just to get a little bit of... You have 15 books. What did those books lead up to be able to, you know, put together a title like this?
Actually, I'm not sure that any of the previous books did. The idea for this book came from one sentence that I came across in a book which was not about psychic communication, but there happened to be a sentence which said, in effect, William James, again, the reigning American intellect of the time, and perhaps still the greatest of American intellect, had an experience with a medium. The medium said that James's sister, who had been sick, would die in two nights at 2 o'clock in the morning. It happened. And James, who was very skeptical about all of this beforehand, suddenly decided not necessarily that the notion of communication with the afterlife was a fact, but, and this is why the society was formed, the American Society for Psychical Research was comprised of geniuses, true geniuses who wanted to study the matter. They weren't ready at the beginning to endorse it, but they wanted serious, rigorous academic study of this subject. And it must be pointed out that by my using the phrase the smartest minds in the world, I don't mean to imply all
right.
of them. The belief right. in communication with the deceased was always held by a minority of people.
Got it. And is that something you personally believe in? I mean, do you hold, you know, I mean, is that something that you believe?
Well, I went into the book without a belief. I wanted to know what the scientists concluded. Mm-hmm. If let me tell you something that might summarize my beliefs. A man named Sir William Crookes in London with the Society for Psychical Research won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1907. He conducted rigorous experiments with the most popular rock star-like medium of the time, Daniel Douglas, D-U-N-G-L-A-S, Daniel Douglas Hume. And after he conducted these experiments, which were, as I said, rigorous, which were carefully observed, which eliminated, as far as the scientists were concerned, any possibility of fraud, he was asked by mates of his in the academe what conclusion he had come to from observing Hume communicate with other realms. And he explained some virtual impossibilities. And one of the men listening to him said to him, "Surely you can't expect us to believe all that. Surely you can't believe all that." And what Crookes, a Nobel Prize winner in chemistry, said was, "I didn't say I believed it. I only said it was true."
Wow, what an understatement right there, huh? That's incredible. So let me ask you, okay, why, I mean, I just lost my dad, and he was, you know, gave me so much skills throughout his life. And then at the very end, I was giving him his skills back. Why do you think people want to speak with the dead?
Well, at the time when, I should tell you, first of all, this is what we're talking about is called spiritualism, with a capital S. And spiritualism was considered in the late 19th century, for some reason that I don't understand, Kim, a religion. And it was the seventh most popular religion in America. It had more adherents than Christian Science. It had more adherents than Mormonism. And the reason it did have these adherents when it did was that people wanted to talk to the dead, and then that was your question. Why? Well, spiritualism grew right around the time when Darwin's book on the origin of species was published. So some people thought of spiritualism, communion with the dead, might be more legitimate than they had originally thought because of Darwin's conclusion. It also came about because of the Civil War, which was the worst war in many ways in the history of this country, and people missed their friends, their relatives, right, who had died in the war. And since they weren't going to come back to life, the mm-hmm. next best option seemed to be to communicate with them.
Got it.
No one tried to communicate with the dead more at this time than Abraham Lincoln's wife, Mary Todd Lincoln. And she mm-hmm. inadvertently gave a great boost to spiritualism. This mm-hmm. was also the time, see, it's a confluence of cultural events, when Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche, the German philosopher, got a lot of publicity. I frankly can't account for this statement getting so much attention. It's when Nietzsche said, "God is dead," a phrase mm-hmm. which has lingered in our culture because about, oh, I've forgotten, 20 or 30 years ago, those three words and those three words only appeared on the cover of Time magazine.
Interesting.
So this notion,
Eric, let me ask you this question. First of all, where do my listeners find your book? And what is the message that you want to get across so our listeners can know that this is a book for them?
Well, they can find it on Amazon, primarily. That's a tough question. The message that I want to get across. it would be based on what the scientists learned in their studies.
Okay.
Not to scoff at the notion that there is some way, in some cases, with gifts that some people seem to have,
mm-hmm.
to know what some of the deceased are saying. There is too much evidence in the book, and I use the word evidence precisely in the legal sense. There is simply too much evidence. There are too many witnessed examples of communication with the afterlife to scoff, to be dismissive.
Well, I will have to get a copy of it, and I will have to read it. And again, for our listeners, Eric Burns, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, his 15th book, When the Dead Talk, The Smartest Minds in the World Listen. Thank you so much, Eric. Please share our show with everyone, and I look forward to what's next for you.
I am very pleased to have spent time with you, Kim. Thank you for inviting me.
You got it. And thank you for your contribution.
My pleasure.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And our number here is 805-419-0008. Give us a little positive thought. If you're interested in being a part of the Heart Association, definitely send me a text that says heart on it, and I'll send you a QR code so that you can sign up for that. And of course, stay with us, because we are going to be talking with Daniel Staker. And of course, he is a certified life coach, energy healer, intuitive, talking about intuitive, visionary, and he has helped people awaken to their own evolution and unlock their true potential and purpose in life, to live really what life is all about, your fulfilling, abundant, and vibrant and enjoyable. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself and complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back again. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. My next guest, Daniel, are you there? We gave you a huge welcome before you got here, but I'm excited to talk with you as always, and thank you for being on our show.
You're welcome, Kim. It's great to talk to you again, and good morning to everybody.
Yeah. You know, I loved your title. October is that skeptical energy, right? And it's really something that so many of us live with, of really, you know, maybe not trusting our gut, not trusting ourselves, and that second guessing. Before we dive into that, can you let everybody know a little bit about yourself and who you are?
Yeah, so I'm a life coach and energy healer, and I work on all kinds of situations from somebody who has deep depression all the way to just they really want to find their purpose and, bring out their gifts and their talents to the world and really have abundance doing that. So it's a gambit of really seeing where you are so I could manage your energy and give you the tools and help necessary.
Love that. And Daniel, give your website and, of course, how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. It's danielstather.com, danielstather.com. And you can also reach me on Facebook, too.
There you go. And also, I do want to remind all of our listeners that if you are not receiving our email newsletter every single Friday, you can text me right now at 805-419-0008 and say newsletter, and we'll make sure that it gets out to you because all of our guests, all of our events are in there, and we just want to make sure that we're keeping in touch with you. So again, just text us newsletter and write it at 805-419-0008. Again, so, Daniel, why do we second-guess ourselves? What is that about?
Yeah, the biggest core reasons really are when we were growing up, there was a lot of different situations, mostly in school, believe it or not, was that, we were taught that failure was a bad thing. And so we almost really kind of stop ourselves because of that energy of like, well, I don't want to make a mistake. And also other times in our lives where we had made decisions and it turned out bad that we're like, well, I thought it was a good decision. But now we almost just don't really trust ourselves. And right. It really comes down to, really learning how to be able to do that.
How do you? I mean, there's times that, I do business coaching. And yet there's times I go, oh, God, I'm having that feeling, And I'm sure you do it, and you're professional too. So it's really everybody, right? It's universal.
Yeah, it is. And we're all kind of built the same in the sense that we, our energy and we tap into other people's energy. And so it's really understanding about how really we're designed to receive that information to know whether it's a right or wrong answer. You know, it could be some people say, well, it's a gut feeling, or I go with my gut. Intuition is another one, or sixth sense. You know, I just notice in my body that I'm tense, right? So we all have different ways to kind of gauge what the right or wrong answer is, or even if somebody's lying, we could be our own little lie detector energy field, right, within us. And so it's these type of things of just learning ourselves and how we operate to be able to come into the knowing of really how to determine what a good answer is and what a right answer is, or what should we follow and what we shouldn't follow.
Yeah, and talk to us about, like, you know, I mean, not only are we second guessing ourselves, but we're skeptical and we procrastinate. And so then it's because we feel like, is this the right answer, or should I move forward? And then you get stuck, you know, and it really paralyzes you.
Yeah, it certainly does. And that's the reason being is because if we're not really trained or know how to go within to find the answers, then really it's all about this, you know, our brain where it's looking always to, especially when you get into a fear state or a situation where we don't know how to like calm ourselves down to be able to even get the answers within. Basically, our mind's running the show, and so we're trying to logically figure it out, which just makes it worse because now we're just thinking of all the different possibilities and we just get confused and our energy doesn't go anywhere. And so once we have a confused mind, literally we don't make a decision at all. And so it's like, that's one of the biggest reasons why procrastination even exists, is because we really can't make the decision because there's so much, you know, that energetic trapped energy within us that, well, we failed before, or maybe it's not going to work. And just because we don't want to take a risk any longer because the fear is too big, it just stops us and we don't make a decision to move forward.
Right. And so help us here. Help us, Daniel, okay? How do we manage our mind, our energy, our emotions, all those things? What should we do when we get that feeling like, oh my God, this is so much bigger than me. I'm like nervous. I don't know if I could do it. You know, those thoughts and those feelings.
Yeah, the biggest thing is really just to get out of your mind, get into a calm state. Like you said, that really is the thing, because it's almost like the phrase, you know, you can't serve two masters at the same time. So basically, you can't be in a state of fear and a state of peace, you're going to receive basically two different answers, right? Obviously, if you're in fear, most likely you're going to be just using the answer from your mind and thinking that that's the right way, but that's actually only 10% correct. But if you get into the state of peace and tune in and go within your gut or your intuition, or that let spirit or the energy talk to you to know what that is and really learn that, then you can determine, you know, how to really trust that.
Wow, I love that. And so is there steps that you teach your clients, you know, to operate through to make good decisions?
Yeah, that's one of the core reasons why I coach, because I want people to really have all the tools that are necessary to really make the best
decision possible.
That's huge.
That's really huge. Yeah. So can you give us, like, what's one thing, you know, when we work with you that we would learn?
Well, one thing really, yeah, no, exactly. I think the thing is that because we're so involved with these experiences of even traumas, right? Because when you have experience like, well, you have intense fear, or you have you know, just trepidation about something, then that in and of itself has to be worked out. And so when that comes up, it's not about fighting it any longer. It's really about surrendering and trusting into it. And so this is a practice that I teach everybody to be able to do that, because until you learn to release that energetic attachment and resistance to it, then it's just going to keep holding you in this perpetual loop of fighting it.
Okay. And so can you discern what is the truth from mistruth?
Yeah, when you get good with energy, you're going to know. And that's the thing about really coming into this intuition or sixth sense, to be able to start really knowing thyself, right? Knowing how to determine the truth from not true is to really see, you know, and then you can always just test everything, right? Is this guy telling the truth? Is this guy lying? Is this woman I can trust? Or, you know, do I go this direction or not this direction? You know, should I get this job or not get this job? I mean, there's thousands of questions and decisions.
Thousands. Yeah. I mean, every day you're faced with, you know, am I going to hire this person? Were they honest? There's like something that's not right, but you don't know what it is. How do you, or am I going to go with this person that's going to help me with this project? Yeah. I mean, on and on and on and on, right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's what really kind of gets rid of the whole skepticism and procrastination, right? Because especially if you want to find that right candidate, for instance, right? It's like, okay, you might know by the end of the meeting. You're like, okay, I want to hire you. I'm going to send you out an offer letter just respond to that, you know? It's like to really just not waste so much time or energy trying to like work out these decisions and hope you're right, when you can just kind of tune in and have that ability and that knowing within you.
So is this something that everybody can do, or is it, or do you still have doubts, or you trust the energy, you trust the system?
I think it's ongoing, but it becomes stronger and stronger. So when you make like easier decisions, it's just like, yeah, I just know.
Right.
But there's always, you know, things that are in your subconscious that eventually you work through that come out and you're like, oh, I didn't see it was there. And now you see a different perspective of something that was in you that's showing up in your life. And so you just, now it's just another opportunity to work through that. And so that's one of the reasons why I actually have a coach, just because I can't see it all. And especially if it's in your subconscious mind, you can't know. It's not known to you.
Right. Right. And so would people bring situations to you and say, I'm thinking about this new job, but I have some reservations about it. You know, how do you make decisions? How do you teach people to make decisions?
Yeah, well, in a session, like a coaching session, for instance, I tried to put the power back into their control as much as possible so that they can just learn to trust themselves. So when I bring somebody into a Zoom call, because energy is everywhere, I just put them in a container of unconditional love. In there, they're at that relaxed state. They feel the peace. They feel the love. And so there, they can actually be able to tune in enough so that they can get the right answer for themselves. And so that's the beautiful thing about that, right? Because in certain instances, you know, meditation might not work for you because you can't quiet your mind. And so your other practices don't get you there, where being in this higher energy really kind of puts you in that state so that you can be so calm and so relaxed that you can actually tune in and do this. And so it's just a matter of trusting it and having experiences to be able to do that.
I love it. For anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, and joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, again, we're talking with Daniel Stather. He is a certified life coach. He's a healer. He's energy intuitive, all of those things. And if you are having skeptical situations where you're procrastinating, you can't make up your mind, I really, you know, seriously, check out Daniel's website. Daniel, you even have some stuff on there that they can even meet with you, correct?
Yeah, we can have a free consultation just to see if this is the right fit and how I can help you. Sure.
Yeah, and just to really gain inner guidance, you know, it's funny, like the more you just keep walking through life, you get, you know, you just get, I guess, clearer. I think that's what it is, right? And you trust the situation. But if that's not where you are in your life, this might be something that would really help all of you. So what if you knew what direction is the best to go versus not to? That's something that you can really help people with, correct?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, it's interesting because experience is really the best teacher, right? Because now you went through it and you know exactly what it feels like, tastes like, touch, you know, and all that, those things, so that now when you do it again, all that does is reinforces the confidence within you that, okay, I can actually tune in and know what the right decision is. And so that in and of itself just removes the doubt and the fear and the worry and all those things that are really stopping us. And then through the reason why I also bring in coaching and energy healing is that, you know, I can remove some of the energy or even all of it in certain instances to kind of shift it out so that you're not held back as much or it's not in the way of helping you to discern what is the right decision or not the right decision.
Wow, I love that. You know, I mean, it just is such another gift that you can put on your cap, another feather in your cap, right? I mean, that it just seems like that's the next thing to learn is how to really manage your mind and your energy and to move forward in everything that you possibly want to do that's been holding you back.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, going back to what you said, can everybody do this? I mean, we're all built the same, right? It's not that you can do something that I can't do. It's just that you're going to be able to tune in differently than I can. So
Right. Why
would you not use what's already innate within you and just develop it?
Right, exactly. Well, I love this. I honestly think I want to do this because this is so helpful in every part of your life. There's not anything that this could help you do. And so, again, give out your website one more time, Daniel, and thank you so much. I'm going to really share this with everybody because we're starting a new year in a couple months, and if you're not living your best life, let me tell you, you need to.
Yeah, so it's danielstather.com, danielstather.com, and it was great to be on the show. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Daniel, and I look forward to working with you.
Okay, you too.
All right, take care. All right, we are going to actually just move right into our next guest. And, of course, we have Dr. Udo Erasmus. He's been on our show before. But what we don't know is that the winter often brings along a chilly companion called winter blues. But you know what? Dr. Udo is going to actually share with us four steps and regimen to brighten up those days. Of course, my show, Brighter Side of Life, we don't want you to be in that. So let's welcome Dr. Udo. Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
I don't have the blues.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I want you to share that with my audience. And of course, tell us, everybody, a little bit about yourselves if they didn't hear you on my last show.
So what would you like to know?
Well, who you are and what you're doing here.
well, we're going to talk about the winter blues or SAD, seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
And I'm probably an expert on it because I'm very familiar with the blues, and there's 1,000 ways you can get the blues. The triggers are everywhere. So it could be because the summer sunshine is gone, you know,
right.
Sunshine, you know, it brightens you up. So then you get dimmer, right? So then some people use bright light to help that along. But you get the blues when somebody dumps you too. And you get the blues when somebody that's close to you dies too. And you get the blues if you're energy goes down. I used to get the blues when it rained. I
used to tell people that I'm weatherized, you know, I kind of go with the sun and that's not really good. So if it's not shining outside, I have to figure out another way to get my, you know, I'm really excited to hear about this. So what are the four steps?
When it started to rain, I came out of a desert climate when I was a kid in school. I came to the West Coast, and it rained a lot in the West Coast, Northwest Coast. And every time it rained, I would get depressed. And I had a friend who had gone to school with me. He came to Vancouver before I did. And he said, no, he said, look at the rain. It's really bright. And just the way he said that, it was like, okay, I'm going to do that. And literally, when I looked at the rain, you know, the light shines off the raindrops, and literally everything is sparkling. And that was the end of it. And I realized that the reason I got depressed is I pulled this whole thing over my own head. When it rains, it's dim, it's dark. So I got the blues. And I just totally did it to myself in my head.
Wow.
So you can take it another way. Sunshine, see, you know, how's that go? Denver song, Sunshine Always Makes Me Happy. Right? But
right.
Do you know that your life is sunshine inside
right.
of you? So when the sun goes down in the evening, the light is still shining inside of you. And if you're smart and you sit down and you get still and you look, you bring your focus inside the space that your body occupies, you will discover there's light in there. And that light lights you up. And light
right.
is light. Right? Light is light. It lights you up.
Right.
It enlightens you. And so if you can, so that's one way to do it that doesn't take anything else on the outside.
Okay.
If you're, then you could do exercise, you know, that gets your energy going. That can help. You can drink a hot drink in the morning. That can help.
And that will help you? Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
You can listen to light music, you know, I'm not talking about rock and roll
right.
or heavy metal. I'm talking
right.
about light and like and melodic, like Mozart or love songs, you know, love songs.
Mm-hmm.
Love lights
right.
up your energy.
Right.
So any movement.
And does it help with what you eat?
Of course, there's that as well. So when it comes to what you eat, the B complex, the vitamins, those are involved in energy production. So is magnesium. 80% of the population doesn't get enough magnesium. And so are omega-3s that are made with health in mind, because they're damaged very easily. So you don't want to just get garbage omega-3s. And omega-3s are the highest energy molecules in the body. They store the most sunlight. So they actually increase oxygen metabolism, they increase energy levels. And you end up with, in athletes, we've measured 40 to 60% increase in their performance if they do their sport to exhaustion. So,
right.
so omega-3s is very, very helpful for energy levels. And we work
Dr.
with
Dr. Udo, when like I take magnesium every single day, that seems like it's like a magic, you know, vitamin, to be honest with you. I take it at nighttime to go to bed. Is that the right time?
Well, it doesn't matter when you take it. You need to have it in your cells because it's involved in just about every reaction in the body for energy. The reason people take it at night is because it also relaxes you.
Right.
And then you sleep better. But when you're sleeping, you're still alive and energy is still being produced in your body.
Got it.
So
okay, got it. And vitamin D is really important.
You don't need magnesium, right? So
right.
Anytime. And then omega-3s, basically, again, anytime, because they end up going into your body, going into your cells, and then they're used to make energy. And they do that better and in a more stable way than carbohydrates. Carbohydrates also make energy, but they'll make your blood sugar go up and then they'll make it go down. And so when your blood sugar goes down, sometimes people get depressed because of that.
Right.
So,
now, omega-3, what would you, is that just a vitamin, omega-3, that you look for?
Omega-3 is an oil. Where you find that oil, I'm talking about a very specific thing. This is my area of expertise.
Okay.
In a brown glass bottle, in a box, in the fridge, in the supplement section, in the health food store.
Okay.
And the blend is called Udo's Oil. And we've
okay.
been working with that since 1993. Flaxseed oil, it's a blend of flaxseed oil and sunflower and sesame. Oils are high energy molecules. And the omega-3s are the highest energy molecules. Some people call them the God molecule because God is energy. God is power. God is light. So they call it the God molecule. Of all of the physical molecules, it's the highest energy molecule. And that elevates mood and lifts depression. It's one of the functions it has that people have shown in research. Also increases your IQ. Also, wow. You know, also increases your stamina and your recovery, also speeds healing. So, and 99% of the population doesn't get enough omega-3s for optimum health. So you could, you know, and in the north, like with the Inuit, where they have very no light at all in part of the year, they use a lot of omega-3s from their foods, from fish and from seals and whales and all the stuff they catch. And they have a high level of omega-3s in the diet. That's why they don't get the winter blues. They don't get seasonal affective disorder. It's the you know, the strangers to the North Country that are, you know, that are bringing McDonald's hamburgers that get the seasonal affective disorder, you know, or whatever right. else they bring.
Right. And also exercising is a huge thing, correct?
Yeah, because it gets exercise, it gets energy moving.
Right.
And then
right.
you got to focus not on the body, because the body is heavy.
Right.
Light is light.
Okay.
Light is so light that it can lift all of this junk that you're made of, water and dust, basically, can raise it all the way up to the top of your head. Light
right.
is super light. So if
okay.
you're focused on light, you feel light. If you're
That's
focused
true.
On your body, which is heavy, then you feel heavy.
Very interesting. Dr. Udo, how do we find you? How do we learn more about you? I love when you come on and give us, like, you know, great tips like this. And I need to get your oils because, I, you know, we talked about this before. But how do my listeners find out more about you and get
more about
stuff?
What I'm talking about in terms of digestion, too. You know, enzymes and probiotics, they take
yes.
a load off your digestive system. So you have more energy to do other things. So if you go to the website, Udo's Choice, UdosChoice.com, that's where you find what the products I'm talking about. And you can find me on Google. If you punch in Udo, U-D-O, not even a four-letter word, you'll find me on the first page. And I do, I'm on Instagram, and I have a YouTube channel under Udo Erasmus, and I have another website called The Udo, where we're talking more about human nature and total health. And
okay. Well, you're going to come back because I love it. We're just going to keep, like, doing different parts of the body so that all of my listeners can know what to do to make themselves happy, because we definitely want to be on the brighter side of life. So thank you so much. Where are you located, Dr. Udo?
I'm in Vancouver, West
okay.
Coast.
Okay, good. Well, yeah. Definitely download our podcast and connect with me on social, will you?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you again for being a part of our show.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you for having
Got
me.
Got it. All right. We're just going to move right into our last guest. And, of course, Medicare annual election period begins October 15th. And I want to make sure that you know which one to get. Catherine Field, Senior Vice President at a Northwest Division, leader at Humana, and Dr. Keshia Franklin, Medical Director Humana, are here to share some of the things that you need to know so you can make a decision.
If you're one of the millions of Americans looking to enroll in Medicare for the first time, or maybe even just renewing your plan, it probably feels overwhelming. And so every year we bring different experts on to talk about more than 40 different Medicare Advantage plans. And, of course, joining us this morning is Humana's Catherine Field and Dr. Keshia Franklin. And welcome, ladies. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Thank you
for having us.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You are welcome. Catherine, let's start with you. What is Medicare and who is eligible for it?
Well, Medicare, to start with, is the program that is a federally funded program that offers health care benefits to those who are 65 and older or those who are disabled. This is a program that is available both as a federally administered program, which is called Medicare, or a program that is administered through private health insurance companies called Medicare Advantage. the open enrollment period for Medicare Advantage plans, if somebody wants to sign up for one of those 40-plus plans you described, they can do so during the open enrollment period between October 15th and December 7th.
Okay, wonderful. And Catherine, with so many different plans, can you break it down for us a little bit?
Yeah, there's a lot of commonalities between Medicare and Medicare Advantage and then some differences. So Medicare Advantage plans are required to offer everything that original Medicare does. So it's going to cover your doctors, your hospitals, emergency visits, just like original Medicare does. But Medicare Advantage plans are also going to offer some extras. They're going to offer, oftentimes include your Part D or your drug coverage. So if you're on original Medicare, you have to buy a Part D drug plan. Most of the time it's included in your Medicare Advantage plan. There's also a bunch of extras that focus on health and well-being. And then finally, Medicare Advantage plans have what's called a maximum out-of-pocket, so that over the course of the year, it'll be very predictable. You know you'll never pay more than X for your out-of-pocket healthcare coverage needs if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan. So lots to choose from, but also that means people can really pick a plan that meets their own personal needs.
Right. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. And Dr. Franklin, there are a lot of competing plans. What should people keep in mind when choosing a certain plan that they think is right for them, but to make sure?
Right. So when choosing a plan, it's important to compare plans in your area because it can be different. And you just ultimately want to make sure the plan meets your health and financial and lifestyle needs. It's also a good idea to speak with your doctor if you have any potential health risks, to make sure that that is covered under your plan. So for example, if you have prediabetes and that might require future diabetic treatment, it's good to make sure that's covered. You want to review your current medications and compare across plans. You also want to see if specialist care requires a referral. And also if you have a favorite doctor that you like to see, make sure they accept the plan, so that you don't have any unnecessary out-of-network expenses. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they offer a rating plan where every year they review all of the Medicare Advantage plans and rate them from 1 to 5. And it's a great resource to help consumers make a really great decision on what plan's best for them.
Great. And Dr. Franklin, is there, can you give us a perspective on choosing like the Advantage plan over the regular plan?
Well, choosing the Medicare Advantage over the regular plan, there are some different benefits, definitely, that one gives over the other. But what we see for our Medicare Advantage beneficiaries is that they have fewer hospital visits, fewer visits to the ER, and fewer readmissions to the hospital. And also with Medicare Advantage, you get that extra help, you know, a helping hand to help you navigate that difficult landscape.
Wow, really good information. And Catherine, where can our viewers listen and also our viewers and our listeners go for more information?
Yeah, I recommend two terrific resources. The first is Medicare.gov, so the government website, as well as the Humana.com website. Both of them have lots of tools and information to help people really identify the best plan for themselves. And then finally, if you go to Medicare or you go to Humana.com, you can sign up to speak with a licensed professional, either virtually over the phone, or they'll come out and meet you in your house or your local public area to help you work your way through those plans. So lots of resources, Medicare.gov, Humana.com, lots of help available.
Great. Thank you again for all this really powerful information that can make a difference in my listeners' life.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Have a really great rest of your day. Thank you.
You too.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
HypnoBabies is a best-selling hypnobirthing course with complete evidence-based childbirth education and includes medical-grade somnambulistic hypnosis. They incorporate binaural beats in their hypnosis tracks background music for hemispheric synchronization and deeper, more instant induction into hypnosis. Hypnobirthing students also enjoy eyes-open childbirth hypnosis during labor, remaining deeply in hypnosis and more comfortable even
while walking, talking, and changing positions, being as mobile as they would like. HypnoBabies is well known for helping people create much shorter, easier, and more comfortable labors, making childbirth the joyful experience it was meant to be. Visit HypnoBabies.com. That's HypnoBabies.com, so you can have a joyful experience.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I always end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness is not by chance, but by choice. Make it your choice.